One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Care Package. It's episode 78 and we're kind of in that phase of the year where, like, things are kind of winding down. Mm-hmm. If you're a business person, you started telling people, let's pick this up in the new year. Like, you know, that's where we are right now. So this episode, we're kind of just reflecting, like, about the year. Obviously, we're going to do our, you know, our normal things to leave in 2022 episode for sure. But it's a bit early for that. We're just reflecting, like, and we're just like, this year was actually kind of crazy. Yeah. So we're just like, okay, what wasn't on my bingo card this year? What did I not expect? Like, kind of the crazy, not the craziest things, but like the most unexpected things that happened this year.
Okay, so obviously this is in no chronological order. It's in no chronological order, and we just we're just saying it as the ideas came into our head. So the first one, obviously, because it's been in the news, like Twitter, and they said the last person that leaves Twitter should off the lights. Elon Musk and Twitter, essentially.
I've been seeing lots of people say how they're going to put Twitter in their CV because nobody's going to be able to check whether they actually work there or not. And I think that's really smart.
Yeah. On this issue, yeah, I have a few things to say. I think Elon is one of those people that's like, I feel like he's one of those people that you work with. Like, he's just always trying to, you know, make money, do whatever you want, but make smart business decisions. What experience do you have buying Twitter? Your whole premise for buying Twitter was that you wanted to give everybody free speech. But your idea of free speech is bringing back shooters, white supremacists, idiots. Like, how is that free speech? Like, why is Andrew Tate tweeting again? Why is Kanye West able to tweet? Like,
Donald Trump?
Do you know how peak it is? Kanye West has been banned from everything. Kanye West can't use Apple Pay. You know that? Didn't we all have? Kanye West can't do that. And you gave him a platform to be spewing his nonsense. What about Elon? Anyways, as Elon Musk has been doing his pity, 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 being like, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. He started begging people to come back. So, T is, earlier in the week, well, he's been firing people all week, but, like, when he came in, he fired, like, 3 execs, but he's been slowly firing people, and everyone's been like, what the fuck is going on, and he shut down all their offices, because he's afraid there's going to be a coup, and, like, he shut down all their Slack platforms, and yada, yada, yada. And then he sent out a Google Doc saying, if you'd like to work at this company, reply by this time. Guy, people send their things 2 minutes after, like, nah, I'm done, mate. Like, peace out. And Elon started begging people. He actually started begging people because for them, like, they've gotten all this experience for working on Twitter and they get a severance package because apparently Elon is disgusting to work with. But yeah, Elon Musk bought Twitter. He tried the verification thing, failed. I don't even know. The guy has lost his bloody mind, but whatever. Mm-hmm. They said stay to making cars. He won't stay to making cars. Anyways, moving on. The next one is just speaking. You know, we can't give you guys this content without speaking about Arise with compatriots. Presidency, just the mess and Nige.
I'll be sad if I think too hard.
I'm just going to lay it down in 4 sections. Like, I'm not even going to say the raid surprised me. Like, nothing can surprise me again. It's just the sheer, like, I'm just happy that in Lagos now, you're not seeing Sanwo-Olu on hot air balloon and he's not oppressing posters. Because why is Bass running for president? Can someone tell me? Like, I just want to know. And you know, he thinks he's a youth. And you know, I think it's actually pure delusion. Because Mads is like, Mads is old as hell.
Did you guys see that clip where he was like, God bless Nigeria and God bless PD? I said, nah, this guy's actually senile. Because how can he be? What? What?
Oh, God.
And you could see all the guys in the background, like, visibly shocked. Like, no way. No way he just said that.
Oh, God. Oh, I think for me, one of the funniest things is when he was like, oh, I'm not on social media again. The youth abuse me mercilessly, as we should. Because you're old as hell, bro. Like, anyway, Bass is running for president. The Naira notes have changed. It's not like the value. They've just changed.
Do you know that somebody said that? Because the new Naira notes, 1,000 Naira is blue, 500 Naira is green, 200 Naira is like a reddish, like the same similar color to the 100 Naira notes. Now, the 500 one is not bad, but it's giving I want to be dollars, but I can't be dollars. The 1,000 Naira one, somebody said that it looks like they washed you with blue jeans, and that makes so much sense. Because someone it looks said, like it wanted to be blue, but it was shy.
Someone said we're doing up LGBTQ, and
I saw that as well. And I'm just like, oh, man.
But yeah, Nigeria, my people, I don't even know where to start. Like, you're on your own. And let's not even talk about dirty December prices. It's like people think that. I'm just going to
speak now.
With
speak.
I want to start off with the only one I've seen. How is it 70K to see Asake? Please.
Asake, that guy, like, you know the problem? It's flight time. Once flight time grabs you, because if Asake was having an independent concert, first of all, there's no general tickets. That shows you how bougie flight time has become. Because before, they used to have general.
Yes, now I remember I went to Rhythm Unplugged that year. That was flight time. Flight time been doing like.
They just have VIP and tables. That's it.
You know,
so Asake, 70K.
For the life of me, I've never really understood the concept of tables. Maybe it's just like, well, I've never understood the concept of tables are like, I don't know. Like, I understand some people go to those things, their parents, like Rhythm Unplugged was a very like family event thing. But like the way those things are set up, it's like VIP in front of the stage, tables behind us, and general market at the side.
Not general market, please.
Sorry. Why would I pay to be behind? Like, until like
because rich people, you know what? I used to ask that question as well, but now I get it. Rich people, do you think that they're dying to see these artists? The artists were probably in their house last week.
I get that, but how many people, how many of our friends will get these tables and they'll still end up at front in the front with me doing struggling, you know, trying to see the I don't know,
but our friends that have the tickets, are they the ones that paid for it? No.
True, so. When you don't pay for it, it doesn't bother you. Anyways, moving on. Speaking more about Nij, DJ Copy, how far, babes?
DJ Copy's getting married.
Brother Shaggy was kind of distraught. He was like, what do you do when your heart is broken?
My only concern, well, I have a couple of concerns. Obviously, I'm just going to caveat this by saying, obviously, if Copy is happy, that's her, you know, thing. Nobody actually cares about what I say. Yeah, everything I say is inconsequential to her life anyway.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
Second, yeah.
Engagement. And like recently, it was Femi Otedola's birthday, which was also crazy. They rented out a boat, a really expensive boat.
Sorry, quick side note. I love how they were like, oh yeah, you did this private thing, but we saw everything that happened on the boat.
No, well, we saw what they wanted us to see. Like,
Trisha, we shouldn't have seen anything, but carry on.
My thing is, first of all, the whole family was there, including Mr. Easy. If this boyfriend was really serious, he would have been there too, but he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me worry.
Mom, they said
is it that you saw your baby sister marrying?
Mom, is they said that the guy has been married like 4 times previously.
Excuse me? What? Are you being serious?
I said I think that was like the guy marries every year.
And Femi Otedola is just gonna let his daughter
Florence. No. Florence.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in that marriage. I can't lie to
I
you.
can't lie. I can't lie to you. And then, obviously, moving on, we have Rema. We wanna party.
Rema, we wanna party. TBH, this one I would kind of argue was on my bingo card, just because Rema has always been a hoe. Like, we know this. Like, for years, Rema. But you know what? I feel like what it is that he probably has like big D energy, because I actually don't think he's that attractive. I feel like
Same.
there's just probably like an air around him that makes
Yeah, he
people
just
want to fuck
carries
him.
himself like, I'm that guy, you know? But yeah, Rema has been bringing ladies on stage and touching them in ways that's not appropriate. And they started tweeting, if you piss your girl off before she goes to a Rema concert, you're on your own.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of jokes about your girl going to Rema concert. Rema Eve himself even tweeted something like, "Oh, don't mind them guys, keep coming," or something like that. And I'm just
Womanizer,
like,
all these
Rema.
womanizers in this industry, and then obviously, yeah, people have been offering wigs. I mean, I feel like I don't know, it's like Rema with wigs is like Burna Boy with bras, you know?
Rama, we wanna party.
And then next one, just giving it up, Love Island, we had a black couple in top three, which you know they should have come second, but yeah, we had a black couple make it all the way.
I think this is, for me, is very like, is a big thing, like it's monumental, because I don't think there's been any fully black couples in Love Island to date.
Yeah, and
And for them to even get to third place, I was not expecting it. I can't lie. Obviously, I love them both. I'm so happy for them, because that's what I would have wanted for them. In fact, if they could have even done better, I would have been happier.
yeah.
But like, I just think it's like, it's a huge cultural shift, and it's insane. Because if we think back to how Yewande was fighting for her life and how Samira
Yeah.
was dying for the white man, Samira left the villa for a white man that ended up cheating on her. That's how down bad the girls were. But now look at this black woman.
Samira, my sis. That was peak, bro. That was so peak. But yeah, I think we also have to kind of Love Island. I feel like Casa Amor really isn't doing what Casa Amor used to do. Like people used to pair up with their Casa Amor people and like stay to the end, so say their original person would leave. But I feel like this, like for the past few years, people bring people in from Casa Amor, and 2 weeks the Casa Amor people have coupled up together and they've exed. Like,
Yeah, no, this year was a lot of the people that they brought in. It wasn't like, I'm bringing you in to replace the person I'm with. It's just, I'm bringing you in so I can have options. Like, that's what it was for Dami and India. They both wanted to keep talking to each other, but they just wanted to also have Summer and Deji, because those are the top
yeah.
two people at once. And that's my only issue with Dami and India, both of them. I feel like they both have wandering eyes.
They're still together, Sha, so we stand.
For now.
And then obviously we spoke about this. Something that was not on my bingo card was Lizzie dying and Charles becoming king. Yuck. Yeah, RIP
I just
Lizzie.
started watching The Crown.
Oh, how was it?
So
How
when
is
everybody is like about how much they hate Charles, I'm not there yet. Right now, I'm like, I don't get what you guys mean, because I'm at the stage where Charles is young boy. Philip has just sent him to Gordonstoun. He's sad. And I'm just like, this is such a sweet child.
Lord Devil.
And I'm just thinking, how did he get to, yeah, how did he get to, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Charles's downfall was just like
It
he
was
couldn't.
Diana.
It was
That
there.
whole Diana Camilla and how he handled it.
Charles just for the life of him, like I think the Crown portrays it in like a good way, but it's also very exaggerated. But from what I've read, I think Charles just couldn't stand like, you know, when you're royalty, you just expect people to bow at your feet regardless. But the fact that Diana wasn't and everybody loved her and no one was paying attention to him, he hated that.
I was
If you
spinning.
could have a doorstop like Camilla that was going to say, yes, sir, no, sir, okay, sir, and just stand at the side, that's what he wanted.
That's why he was telling her that he wants to be a tampon,
Yuck. Yuck, 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 yucky. And then also mentioning Liz, we can't forget we've had three prime ministers.
You guys, the UK has had three prime ministers this year. That was not on my bingo card. Like, at all. Because what do you mean? And the pound is still strong, even after all this political instability. Please, they should borrow that other guy some tips. That other guy needs some tips because the other guy is drowning right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of governments, we have Donald Trump running for president again, which, like, we both kind of said wasn't on our bingo card, but we kind of expected it because the dude just likes hearing himself talk. But, you know, my guy Biden and my queen Kamala, they're doing the job.
Are they doing the job? Let's talk about it. Are they actually doing the job?
I'm here for that. Like,
because me, I'm not in America, but I've heard that they're not really doing the job, Sha.
I mean,
people are making compilations of Kamala Harris laughing because everybody says that that's all she does, laugh.
Yeah, they said all she does is get silk presses in the White House.
Thank you.
But I think they're doing an okay job. Like, I don't think the US, like, obviously there's been a lot of mass shootings, and my prayers and thoughts go out to those that have lost people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're just like, I think they're doing the best what they've been given, you know, mm-hmm. especially with this, like, to do the federal loan, like, thing, the repayment thing, that's a really big one. And the fact that Biden is, like, he's not deterred. Like, the man is old. The dude nearly fell off Air Force One staircase. Like,
honestly, sometimes Biden is showing signs that it's time to go.
But apart from that, like, I think they're staying, like, very strong to their values and stuff that they said they were going to do, like, the loan repayment. Like, Biden's like, okay, well, we're still running for it, even though it's on pause. Like, they've still, they're, like, people's loans are still on pause till June. Like, no one's paid loans since, like, 2021, essentially. What else? And obviously, the whole Roe v. Wade happening. And, you know, Biden's been getting people in and being like, well, you know, you should have the freedom to choose. Like, I think for what it's worth, with what they've been given, like, I think they're doing a pretty good job. I think handling, like, gun violence and shit like that is going to be really, really hard. But America's safe, guy, like, this whole gun thing, like, I think especially, like, mass shootings, I just think giving everybody access to guns is fucking stupid. Like, oh god, like, I can't even talk about it because it just breeds a sense of entitlement. My friend was telling me she was somewhere and there was a lady yelling at a cashier or whatever. And next thing the lady said is, I hope you know I carry. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
She said, chat shit, get banged.
Like, what? Like, why are we letting the most unhinged people carry? Like, whatever. Mm. Not even whatever. Like, I don't know. This place is just a crazy place to live. Like, people are dying every day. Like, people are just so... Like, there was a shooting yesterday. Was it today? A Walmart employee shot 31 people and he was an
ex-employee.
Like, what the hell? Like...
So he came to work to come and kill people.
Yeah, he came into work, went to the break room. Pop, 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 pop.
You guys that live in America, sorry, do you get scared? Because, like, that's such a random location. Like,
yeah, I think...
That means you're not safe anywhere.
No, and I think that's, like, the harsh reality we've all kind of had to face. Like, I think even when me and my friends go, like, you can tell in DC, like, there's one of the, like, going out streets called U Street. And if you're on U Street at night, and you know all those people's cars that like to do, that like to make noise, if you hear those at night, if you see the way people sprint, like, there was actually one of the clubs we used to go to that had to get remodeled because all they had was bullets in the wall because people just shoot that place up, like...
Bruh, that is scary. And I think Roe v. Wade being overturned is really scary and crazy as well. Because it almost feels like we're going back in the past. Like, abortion rights not being a thing is what was happening in the 1800s.
Yeah.
The fact that this is what we're back to.
And I think, like, obviously, I'm pro-choice, but, like, I do think there are two sides to the coin. I do not approve of it being used as a form of contraception. But I think I should also have the choice, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I think that's the issue. And I think it's also crazy how there are laws in place that if I am in that situation and I fly somewhere else to get it, I can be jailed. Like, is this Lagos where I'm jailed for knowing someone is a gay? Like, I don't understand. But America is supposed to be free, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. It's not.
The home of the free and the land of the... Eh? Home of the brave and the land of... Eh?
No, home of the free and land of the brave.
I was saying it well the first time.
I don't know why you stopped.
I was shy.
Moving on, the next thing we have, I feel like loads of artists have been on tour this year, which I'm kind of here for. We've had The Weeknd, Paramore's back on tour. Like, everybody said, I'm coming back. And, you know, some people...
I'm coming back for you.
Steve Lacy is back, and I think while we're talking
even about Megan Trainor as well.
Yes, Megan Trainor's going to come up. Also, side note, do you guys know Megan Trainor is married to the guy that did the kid from Spy Kid, and their child is so cute. But moving on. Yeah, so Taylor Swift recently she recently released an album. And obviously, you know, with new album, all the artists like to ginger us and, you know, she drops that she was going on tour. Yes, Taylor Swift broke Ticketmaster. And Taylor Swift tickets, like resale, general markets standing, they're reselling for $8,500 and going up as we talk. As we talk, they're probably going up. And there's been a lot of talk because, like, on Ticketmaster, I think you can buy group tickets and everybody just like venues you or whatever. So there was this group that their budgets and people were in the line. Like one of my friends was in the line for like 4 hours. But there were these group of friends that they said one person would buy the tickets because in America, basically, if you have a Capital One card, you usually get priority for some of these things. Just like in England, like if you're an O2, if you have an O2 number, you can get So then she had a Capital One card. So I guess she got access to pre-sale. And everybody's budget for the tickets was like $200, $300. Tell me why this girl bought $700 tickets and started saying everybody should pay up. Are you mad?
No. I think she had to go
and
buy the most expensive ticket.
No, guys, that's how much general markets was. But, That's a lot. But shout out to those people that have Capital One. Yeah, I use my friend's Capital One card to buy Burna Boy pre-sale.
But, it's the same way I use my friend's O2 and someone to buy any tickets. I just say, hi, friend.
Hey, friend. But yeah, that happened. Monkeypox. It's like we can't be rid of pandemics.
Guy.
Because as
you can I've heard of monkeypox before. Like, it's definitely existed.
Yeah.
But like it just was not an issue. We're battling COVID. You now hear monkeypox. At first I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Or people were dead ass getting this thing.
And the thing about monkeypox. The shocking thing was kids were getting this thing like wildfire.
The most shocking thing is that the thing is with COVID, even though it was more transmissible, else people didn't really take it seriously, just because you know, for most people who are healthy, like it was just like a cold, kind of like maybe a bad cold, but like it wasn't life threatening, sure. But monkeypox, nobody wants to look the way it scars you. Like people, you know, everybody's just vanity, all is vanity. So people are worried about how they look. So people were actually scared. If that thing, in fact, thank God it didn't spread more. That's all I can say because imagine we were in lockdown right now based on monkeypox.
Oh, God. At that point, I have to go to Mars and leave the earth for you people.
You get.
Because what the hell? We just came out of another one. You want to put me inside again?
Clearly, there's nothing here for me because...
And you get. But, yeah, okay. And then next thing is... Will Smith has had a rough few years. Ah, that man.
You guys, sorry. For me, that's the craziest thing that happened this year. Will Smith? Slapping Chris Rock. For me, that's the craziest thing that happened this year. Because when I first saw the video, I thought it was edited.
Yeah. I think I thought it was fake till someone said on the US stream, they edited it out. But I think on the Australian stream, you could see him slapping. And I was, hello. Hey, Willis, you slapped him, yeah? I was in shock, guy. And then Chris Rock came out and started being like, something, something. And then he was like taking off the Grammy committee. I think Will Smith had just had a rough year. I can't blame him. But himself, you're fighting for a wife that said she... Let me not talk, sure. Let me not... doesn't concern me. But like, I see people's logic though. Like, Jada wasn't even pissed till Will, like, she wasn't even pissed till like the joke finished. And then she looked at Will like, are you going to let him talk to me like that? Kind of like.
And then he was like, okay. She basically said to him, as a man.
But like, if I was Will, I was like, after you told everybody you had an open relationship, nah, bruv. You fight your own battles by yourself. And like, obviously, Chris Rock being a close friend of the family, I don't think he should have made an alopecia joke, but.
Yeah, at all.
What the hell do I know? Also, we have to talk about one of my favorites. For those of you that know that, yeah, I was obsessed with Drake. Like, obsessed. Like, disgustingly obsessed. And Drake actually dropped 2 albums this year. Drake dropped Honestly Nevermind, which was giving, like, house. You know, it was giving club, which I really like. That album.
And lots of artists were on that house club vibe this year, like Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce, The Weeknd. Everybody was on that disco, like, Oomph, yeah. But I think that's where the money is. You have to make songs, we can make TikToks too. No, gone are the days where you'll be singing, I love how she... No, we don't care if we can't make TikToks. Yeah, you're in. But speaking on that, Drake dropped 2 albums, Honestly Nevermind and Her Loss. And Her Loss is him and 21 Savage. And like, there are a few other people on it. And I just think Drake wants to be British so bad. Like, Drake and 21 Savage, they're match made in heaven. But I think, this is just my opinion. These do not reflect the opinions of the Care Package, Anu Olaluko, or whatever. This is just me. I think that album, like, is good, but I think it was hella overkill. Like, I like one Drake and 21. Like, on Honestly Nevermind, one of the hardest songs on that album was Jimmy Cooks, because it was Drake and 21, and they went fucking hard in that song. But when you have 20 songs with both of you, it's like, what can I Instagram now? The whole thing, like, everything was just...
21, can you do something for me? I don't even know what song that is.
The best song on the album, guy. But yeah, also, like, I wasn't really here for Drake coming at Megan Thee Stallion, Ice Spice, Serena Williams, like, Drizzy, I know you're bitter, but like, go and ask some people how to deal with their business, because that ain't it, bro. That ain't it. Just because
this is unrelated. Oh yeah, that was not good. What? This is completely unrelated, but Chris Brown just dropped 2 songs. One of them is called "It's Giving Christmas," And I just want to know why we don't speak English anymore as a population.
I like
and how- as a man.
I like how we speak in memes, you know?
It's giving Christmas.
It's giving. I don't know. I feel like the music game has definitely... There's been so many things that haven't been... Did I think at the end of this year I'll be saying, you thought I was feeling you? No, I didn't think I'd be seeing that. Or I'm...
So now I don't know what a munch is, though.
No. And instead, I don't know what a munch is.
You thought I was feeling you?
And I think when we speak about Chris Brown, we also have to bring up the Chris Brown discourse, because an interview came up where Chris Brown was speaking about the incident that, you know, got him cancelled for life. And he was like, actually, y'all are in the wrong, because Rihanna hit me first. And I was like, Chris, if you've been so like, if you knew your truth, yeah, why like... I don't know. I feel like for him, okay, put it in perspective, I still believe Rihanna, though. Chris Brown, to me, is neither here nor there. But I feel like if you know your truth, why aren't you fighting for it? Like, R. Kelly, the way R. Kelly was crying on interviews, you would think there wasn't proof to prove that this man was a criminal.
That one.
You're like, Chris just let it be. So either you knew it was true and you did this interview to save face, or like, I do understand, like, it has been a few years and your career has suffered. But what I'm not finna gonna do is be like, Well, like, it was a few years ago. Like, it's a different thing to be like, okay, he's grown, he's learned from his experience, yada yada. But to be like, well, like, we can't keep killing him for something that happened 4 years ago. Like, nor, that's not what we're finna do.
No.
But yeah, what else? Speaking about Rihanna, Rihanna's back on our scenes, lads. Rihanna released music. Rihanna is at the Super Bowl. Rihanna is pregnant. Oh,
Nah, Rihanna said 2022, I'm making you my year. This year is gonna be about me and no one else.
Rihanna was
With
back on
everything she could possibly announce, she announced it. Rihanna
guys.
has not given us music in 6 years. She said this year is gonna be my year. People have been waiting for Rihanna to marry or have children or whatever. She said this year is gonna be my year. Then the Super Bowl, after that, her legendary VMA performance 2016. Those that know, those that don't know, don't know. I'm really looking forward to that Rihanna performance.
Yeah. Maybe I'll buy Super Bowl. I'm joking, I'm not buying Super Bowl. Do you know I'm at Super
How
Bowl?
much? How much?
It depends. At this time, you're paying like 500 standard. That's
Bruh.
before you pay for your flight too and your accommodation.
£500. Sorry,
$500.
dollars.
And that's like top of the arena. Like top. Like you have to watch her on the screen to see her. If you're thinking about going in front, just be prepared to like forgo your tuition.
Low.
What else? Uncut Gems was this year as well. Julia Fox. I didn't really know who
That
she
babe, I feel like she was a simulation.
was. I didn't really know who she was like before the whole.
Nobody, she was Kanye's ex. She said that one thing about Uncut Gems, and then we just never heard from her again.
Yeah, no, but like I didn't even know who she was before Kanye. Like, what has she been in? Like, who is she?
Yeah, I didn't know she was before Kanye either.
And
Is she
then,
related to Megan Fox?
Nor,
No.
airlines losing our luggage.
Bro, you guys, summer was such a crazy time because everybody was striking. So taking a flight and taking luggage on the flight was, very.
Yeah, the amount of TikToks I was seeing, like, don't put an air tag in your bag. You're just prolonging your heartbreak, made me kind of mad.
Honestly, that whole thing of, oh, I'm going to put an air tag in my bag so I know where it is. Okay, you know where it is. What can you do about it?
Exactly. You're in Mallorca, your bag's in China. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, like, where do you actually go from there?
And then just rounding up to more
For
real.
me, because it's the World Cup right now, in terms of rounding up, Nigeria not making the World Cup, that was just the cherry on top of the cake of everything that's going on in Niger and why we are in a finished country. Because
Talk about in the last episode, like, yes, we have bigger problems, but guys, not yet that we were in the World Cup. The sun was shining in England, everybody had their nice jersey on, everybody was shouting Musa, everybody was listening to it say goal. Like, what we do,
oh my God, I remember. Ah, it's true. It's a goal. It's a
guys,
goal.
that should
Oh
have
my
been
God,
the
that
World Cup
was such
song. That should have been the World Cup song.
good time.
Guy, do you know? You know, if there's one thing that's going to bring people in Nigeria together, it's either football, BBN, or oppression Olympics. And we've
Long.
had too much oppression Olympics and BBN. They are trying to take that thing off the air because people apparently people are getting bored of watching people 24/7. But yeah, Nigeria making the Olympics was the World Cup was kind of depressing. And also, like, I don't really know who to support. Like, do I support England? Do I support France? Do I support Germany? Like, what do I do?
Submit support USA now. Is your passport not blue?
I beg, I beg, I beg, I beg. I support the Brits always.
England! It's coming. It's coming. Football's coming.
I feel like that's the bad omen. Once they start saying football's coming home, he never comes home.
He never comes home, Avi. Honestly, I don't know who I'm rooting for. I guess I'm rooting for England. I'm rooting for Ghana as our brothers and
I'm rooting
sisters.
for England and Paris.
You're rooting for who, sorry?
England and Paris, only because they have all our,
Paris, you mean France?
France, yeah. They have our brothers.
Yeah, rooting for England, rooting for Ghana, rooting for Senegal, rooting
Can you root
for.
for everybody, quick.
There's 32 countries, and I've named literally three. Okay, get a grip.
Okay.
I'm rooting I don't know if I'm rooting for France. I don't really. They've already won once. Oh, yeah, 2018 was a good year, man. But yeah, guys, so let us know in the comments, even though whenever we tell you guys to do stuff these days, you don't do it. I don't know whether you don't like us anymore. It's okay, Sha. But if you made it to the end of the episode, leave us a comment of what was not on your bingo card. What shocking thing happened this year that you just didn't see happening?
Yeah, guys, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of the Care Package Podcast. You know, for my Americans, I'm wishing you guys a happy Thanksgiving. For my English people, have a good weekend, I guess.
Please.
I don't know what to say to you guys. Black Friday, get your coin ready. I know Black Friday is payday for a lot of people. Don't forget that rent is due next week. Yeah, guys, that's all we have for you guys today. You guys can follow us on Insta and Twitter at Care Package Pod and on TikTok at The Care Package Pod. Like Anu said, we don't have any followers. So if you like, don't follow. We will not post. Reciprocity. Anyways, bye, guys.
Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.